Got your whoopee cushion and your palm buzzer ready? I'm Ted Flyshaker. Join me for a very different type of radio show, Friday nights beginning at 10 here on 84 WHAS. We call it Friday Night Live, and it's, well, it's whatever you want to make it. Wake up your mom at 1 o'clock in the morning? We'll let you do that. Looking for a date with a special someone but don't know where he is? We can maybe help you on that. Weird contests and a whole lot more every Friday night. Starts at 10, runs till 1 in the morning. Call us from anywhere in the country, but join us on 84 WHAS. It's presently 11:19 in Louisville. We got an open line on 571-8484. Meanwhile, let's talk to Gene on 84 WHAS. Hi, Gene.
Hello there, Ted.
What do you think about those goldfish races, huh? Well,
that's something else, I'll tell you what.
I think we shocked the guy that we knew about it all the way down here.
Yeah, he didn't expect that. Yeah, I'm the one that wrote you the letter you were talking about.
Yeah, this is quite a letter you wrote. Now, let's see here. Yeah. I've got it in front of me here.
Yeah.
Let's see. You want to get a picture of us, and we will definitely see that one is sent to you.
Okay.
We're a little pokey this week, but we'll get it out to you.
All right.
And let's see. What else did you say here? Oh, your other question. You've heard me talk about a radio club.
Yes.
There are two or three of them. People who listen out of town on radio.
Right, I do that a lot.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got to get busy, because last time I looked at my log, I'd heard 712 FM stations.
Gosh.
And 600 AM stations.
Boy.
But you got to start here, which is part of it.
Yeah, I just started maybe, not too long ago, really.
You really made my day. This is really a nice letter. And also, the nice stuff you said about me in Derby City Lifestyles magazine. I mean, it was fun putting that article together. I hope everybody's seen it by now.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And what I was telling about your show, it's really, something different. And, so much in radio is the same these days.
Well, I got to admit, you probably have not heard an interview with the guy in Barrow, Alaska, or goldfish races on any other station in Metro Louisville today.
No, not a bit. Everything seems to be the same anymore.
I don't even think Terry Miners knows about these. Maybe we'll get old Terry to call up live someday and talk to him during the race. He could do the call of the race.
Yeah, that would be good. That would.
I wonder how they put the garland of roses around the fish.
That'd be hard to do. They'd have to hold them down, I guess. Take them out and put them back in.
Hold them down. I've dated women like that. Sounds like a girl I knew once.
Might float them to the top, though.
Yeah, it's like I was visiting a friend of mine in Cleveland a couple of months ago, and unfortunately, while I was there, their goldfish passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl came out in the kitchen and looked at me, and she said, "What's the goldfish doing?" And I said, "I'm afraid it's passed away." But in the back of my mind, I kept thinking, "The backstroke, little girl, the backstroke."
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I shouldn't make fun of that. That was uncalled for. But that's why but all the lines are lit up, so I guess that's why it is called for.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, listen, pal, I appreciate letters like yours. They kind of make my week.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, I hope you keep it up, and I'll be listening every week like I always do.
Hey, listen, do appreciate it. You stay in touch now.
Yeah, and I'll be looking for my picture in the mail.
No, you'll be looking for my picture in the mail.
Oh, okay. That's
if you want to send me, there's none of yours in this, it's good. Somebody did send me, somebody sent me a picture of myself this week. Colonel Jack LaPlante, who's a friend of mine, sent me two of the most wonderful pictures of me in my favorite pair of running tights.
Uh-huh.
These were taken during a 5K race in Shelbyville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And these running tights are what could best be termed classics. Most people wouldn't be, there's a visitor in the studio right now. A guy walked in here a minute ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see him because he's got on a pair of very expensive, I'm certain, leather pants.
Uh-huh.
And I just showed him this picture, and he's over in the corner on the floor holding his stomach laughing. I've also got my tongue stuck out in these, but they're great. They're just wonderful. There's an explanation here somewhere about them. Maybe the colonel will call us tonight. They're great.
Yeah.
Well, listen, guy, have a good weekend.
Yeah,
stay tuned. We'll look for the picture soon.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Be good. It's 11:22 in Louisville on 84 WHAS. I'm Ted Flyshaker. Let's go down to Shaw. I had a bath tonight, so I'm not very good on hygiene today.
Well, I don't got any excuses, but I'm off on Fridays anyway, so.
What kind of job is it? I'd like to sign up.
I'm a security guard.
You don't work here, do you?
No.
Because the guy was looking for to let me in the locked office. They said he was off today.
Now I work for the great utility company here in Louisville.
Oh, the phone company.
No. You're getting close.
The gas and electric.
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
They give us great days off.
Well, they must overpay you because I saw yesterday that they were upset about not getting enough rate increase.
They get all the money. We don't. What I was calling about, I got one of your postcards back in February.
Yes, sir.
And after I wrote you a letter, and I appreciate the picture here.
I thought you were going to tell me that the darts had gone through it and you needed a replacement.
No. I was asking you before about this radio club.
Yes.
And you told me to write this place up in, where is it, Elm, Moline, Illinois or somewhere?
Yeah.
I wrote to him and I never have heard anything back.
You're kidding.
No, it was back in February.
Okay, I'll be, the guy that I'm thinking of is a fellow named John Clemmer. And if, Clemmer, if you're listening, that is unpardonable. I'll see if I can get you some information.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if it's... If it's IRCA or...
That's it, IRCA.
Yeah, well, I wrote to them.
International Radio Club America.
But I haven't, I was wondering, I haven't
You didn't get anything?
Nothing.
Did you tell them we sent you?
Yeah, I even put your name in, I wrote them a little letter and I put your name in it.
One of those, I'll tell you what, drop me a postcard again with your name and address and I'll send it on to them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I got a lottery story I wanted to tell you too, if I could.
Be my guest, I've heard them all.
It's strange, but the only lottery ticket that I've won on is one that I sent to Nevada, and it come back.
What? Would you mail it to somebody?
Yeah. I write to different people with different pen pals, you know, across the country. It just so happened there's this one lady that I write to, and she's in incarcerated, I guess you'd say.
She's in jail. Okay.
Yeah, right. Out in, I think it's Reno, Nevada, or somewhere out there.
It's a good place to be locked up.
Yeah.
Don't bet on it.
But all the people that I write to, I've been sending them tickets, you know, like a souvenir from Kentucky and all that. So I didn't know that they opened their mail or it would matter, you know, a lottery ticket. So I mailed the letter with the ticket in it and all that. But 2 weeks later, they sent it back to me, you know, returned to sender. So I thought, well, I'll just keep the tickets. And I rubbed it off and I won $1. That's the only ticket I've ever bought that I won on. I've bought, you know.
And that one made the round.
Yeah. The only one I've won on, I sent all the way to Nevada.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah. It come all the way back, and I won $1.
Now, let's see. What's it come out to per mile?
I don't know. Not very much, I guess.
Well, it's good hearing from you.
Yeah. And I'll drop you another note here. And...
Yeah, please do, and I'll see if I can straighten it out.
Yeah, I like this postcard. Some of these other people in the picture I remembered from other stations and different things.
Well, they all work out here now with me, so keep it on 84 WHAS.
Sure enough.
Thanks.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Friday Night Live on 84 WHAS. We've got an open line. I'm Ted Flyshaker. Our phone number, 571-8484.